Government conspiracies of the 1950s and 60s, LSD, phantom wars, and flying saucers. Conspiracy montage post-World War II. America sold the myth of perfect lawns and perfect trust. Underneath, black sites, classified memos, and a Cold War that turned national security into a catch-all folder for "We did something sketchy, don't ask." This long read is your mid-century greatest hits album, MKUltra, COINTELPRO, Operation Northwoods, JFK, Gulf of Tonkin, Project Blue Book, plus the fluoride fight that made tap water political. MKUltra, when the CIA discovered acid before the hippies. In the early 1950s, the CIA launched MKUltra to crack mind control. The toolkit, LSD, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, and what if we spike a stranger's drink and take notes? Some tests involved safe houses with two-way mirrors. Others roped in unwitting patients. Records were shredded later. What's left is enough to confirm that, yes, the program existed, and yes, it went places only a budget line called "Don't Publish This" would approve. Why it stuck? It's the perfect recipe. Cold War panic, science that sounds like sorcery, and a paper trail that conveniently caught fire. COINTELPRO. The FBI's hobby was your meeting. COINTELPRO began in 1956 and ran through the 60s, targeting civil rights leaders, anti-war organizers, feminists, student groups, and native activists. Tactics included infiltrators, forged letters, rumor mongering, and the occasional new member, who only suggested the dumbest, most incriminating plan possible. The program was exposed in the 70s. The lesson stuck. If your group's loudest guy keeps proposing crimes, check his dental plan. Operation Northwoods 1962, a false flag pitch deck. The Joint Chiefs drafted Operation Northwoods, a plan to justify action against Cuba using staged or fabricated attacks, fake hijackings, explosions, and more. It never went forward, but the mere existence of the memo explains decades of false flag reflexes online. Sometimes people aren't imagining genre fiction. They're reading declassified outlines. Takeaway. If your strategy doc reads like a Bond villain mood board, reconsider the strategy or the mood board. JFK, 1963, The Assassination That Never Closes. Officially, Lee Harvey Oswald, lone gunman, sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository. Unofficially, a bottomless buffet mafia, CIA, anti-Castro operatives, the Soviets, or a mix of factions with converging motives. The Warren Commission said case closed. The Zapruder film said keep arguing. Every later release of files revived the debate rather than ending it. 1960s energy, distilled, the moon is fake, lunar deception. Because the decade never met a televised event it couldn't mythologize. Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, a phantom attack with real consequences. Two incidents were reported. One was real. The second appears to have been misread radar, bad weather, and nerves. The resolution that followed escalated the Vietnam War. In hindsight, the second attack looks like a mirage that authorized a flood. Why it matters. Mid-century policy shows how a hazy event can become a very clear war once it passes through committees and speeches. Project Blue Book, 1952-1969. Filing cabinets versus flying saucers. As UFO sightings exploded, the Air Force ran Project Blue Book to catalog and explain them. Most cases were filed under weather balloons, stars, aircraft, or psychology. A sliver stayed unidentified, which predictably fueled the legend. Roswell's earlier shadow loomed over everything, and pop culture did the rest. Result, the government closed Blue Book saying, no threat. The public heard nice try. Fluoridation, dental health meets mind control panic. As cities added fluoride to water to prevent cavities, mid-century America split. Public health, win versus creeping social control. The science said, fewer cavities. The zeitgeist said, is this a chemical leash? MKUltra revelations later didn't help the vibes. Even if the topics were unrelated, the timing was terrible for trust. Takeaway. Even good policy can look like a plot when the same decade features secret drugging programs. Other notables, rapid-fire dossier, Operation Paperclip, post-OWYM import of German scientists, resume edits included, Tuskegee syphilis study, begun in the 1930s, still ongoing into the 60s, treatment withheld from black men so doctors could observe disease progression, a generational trust crater, downwinders, atmospheric nuclear tests left fallout, communities paid the price while officials downplayed risks. Why these stories stick, then and now. Admitted programs exist. MKUltra and COINTELPRO weren't rumors. Once you learn that, you start side-eyeing everything. Paper trails and bonfires, declassified memos, plus missing files, endless speculation gaps, cinematic framing, lone gunmen, phantom torpedoes, saucers, and memos stamped top secret are built to live forever in pop culture. Field guide. Spotting a mid-century conspiracy pattern. The convenient crisis. If an ambiguous event advances a policy goal, assume at least one memo exists that made it easier. The shredded appendix. We can't share those records is the house style of 1950s-60s paperwork. The reassuring press release. The more soothing the language, the more jittery the footnotes. Closing thoughts. Paranoia with receipts. The 1950s and 60s gave us suburban comfort and subterranean chaos. Acid in the lab, moles in the meeting, memos that read like fiction, and a radar blip that greenlit a war. You don't need to believe every theory to understand why belief thrives. Mid-century governments wrote the prequel themselves.